Jules. This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
It's another episode of the podcast. Hello. This time we are firmly ready to get ourselves excited for the rest of the week, of course. Some quick business up top. Number one is that Comedy Cruise is on Thursday. Make sure you follow us on Nick and Jules on Instagram. Make sure you join the Nick and Jules Inner Circle on Facebook for behind the scenes. Because at this point, if you haven't got tickets, good luck. You're not getting them because, you know, it's exclusive. We've got to keep things exclusive and hard to get.
Exclusive audience doesn't mean you miss out on some of the fun, though. So we will show that to you in video form and audio form on the radio show the next day.
It's only exclusive because we have a capped number of people we can have on the boat. But
we would
we're
love
inclusive
to have
here.
Every single listener on the boat. But I fear that would be a problem.
It's quite a lot of people.
Would that also include dogs?
And kangaroos.
We did try.
When it comes down to, you know how when if a ship capsizes, how they go women and children onto the
life raft,
life raft first.
We get priority, yeah.
Where in the hierarchy does a dog and a kangaroo go?
Well, the kangaroo, which you'll hear about a bit later in this podcast.
I would think it's children, dog, women, men, kangaroo.
Do you really think?
Dogs are worth more than women. I retract that statement for legal reasons. I'm thinking.
I just stayed so silent. Just then.
My thought process was. Well, I value my dog above everyone, including myself. So I would actually put dogs first.
Your dog is a woman.
But I. Well, you know, that's not. You know, we don't know. I haven't asked her. I haven't seen her for a little while. But I would have put my dog up top, but then I felt bad for not putting children on the life raft first.
Yeah.
So I didn't really think about the entire order, okay?
Maybe just throw them at the same time and see who lands.
Maybe
first.
Like third
How
on
about
the
this?
Rung.
How just big's
on
the door?
Ladder. Just so I don't get cancelled, just women on the life rafts. Stuff the kids, stuff the dogs. Put them on the back of the kangaroo. Put them in the pouch of the kangaroo and then they'll figure it out. Kids are small.
See, they'll be right. She'll be right.
There we go. Men can figure it out.
Speaking of children, today's Am I the Asshole?
Oh, hello,
is a
one
very
second.
Interesting one.
Am I the Asshole?
No,
our
we don't.
Tuesday segment.
We don't dip into it without the sound effects.
I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
It's like you've
so
never,
many retractions today.
Who am I today? I'm really just having a mare.
Choose a new name.
What? Mare?
No. Who am I today? Pick your Tuesday name.
Oh.
Talia.
No, I'd like to be Stormageddon Dark Lord of All.
Are you going to write for that every Tuesday?
Is that the username of the handle of this Am I the Asshole
person? My Reddit account.
Is it really?
No, it's not. I'm not telling you that.
All right, let's get into it. Am I the Asshole? We go to Reddit, the forum, very famously, Am I the Asshole, where people pitch their conundrums, their quandaries, and we have got to try and, you know, solve once and for all, are they the asshole?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sorry, that was my stomach.
Interesting.
Perfect timing.
Anyway, am I the asshole for attending my biological father's funeral as the affair baby?
Ooh.
I, 24 male, am the product of an affair. It really did a number on my self-esteem to discover this, and I struggled with it for a long time. In order to save the marriage, my bio dad and his wife decided that he would have no contact with me and neither would any of his family. Unfortunately, Mum's family decided that any woman who would sleep with a married man isn't worth having in the family, so they cut us off as well. I've tried to get into contact with her side of the family multiple times throughout my life, and each time they tell me I'm a reminder of the kind of person Mum is and that they don't want me around either.
Oh,
how depressing.
No, we need you to pick more fun ones. That's a future note.
Right. Anyway, what saved me was my boyfriend Luke. He was the first person, other than Mum, to actually give a rat's ass about me. Luke is the one who taught me to stop apologising for my existence.
Oh.
So here's the thing. Bio Dad died of pancreatic cancer a couple of weeks ago. I found out because I dragged the name out of my mum and social media stalked him because why not? His daughter listed the location of the funeral and the time and decided that this would probably be my only chance to see the guy who helped make me. So if I wanted to do that, I would need to go. Lo and behold, all my half-siblings take after their mother and I take really strongly after my bio dad. So it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out who I was. Cue the screaming widow telling me I'm not welcome, that my mother is a whore, that how dare I disturb their peace when they're grieving, etc. Half-sisters one and two basically said the same thing and half-brother and a couple of cousins get in my face until I leave. Widow then goes to Mum's house and parks herself outside, screaming at her from the street while Mum puts in her noise-cancelling headphones.
Pretty good from your mum.
Pretty good. I've gotten texts from unknown numbers calling me all kinds of disgusting things and saying that I'm a disgrace and shouldn't exist. Mum says that it was probably a bad idea, but Luke says that if I got what I needed, then who cares what anybody else thinks?
Yep.
I'll exist without apologizing and I'll go where I want because after the lifetime of isolation I've had to deal with, I deserve it. As for Mum, I don't hate or blame her. Without the affair, I wouldn't exist. But am I the asshole for attending my dad's funeral?
All right, big question.
Am I the asshole?
I think I'm going to have a different opinion to you.
Ooh. Yeah. Here we go.
Would you like to give yours first?
I do not think he's the asshole. I think he's entitled to go to the funeral. If it would create less of a problem, hang out in the back. You know, don't go mingle with the family. But if that's closure that you need, do it.
Interesting. Mm. I actually think that this person is the asshole.
Why?
Because I think
it's not his fault he was conceived.
No, I understand that, and I understand. I appreciate the get for closure. And look, I'll say that I do agree with the mentality of no, you shouldn't apologize for existing.
No.
But in saying that, it does sound as though this person, this guy, knew that him going to this funeral was going to cause grief. Whilst I do think that it's unfair and it's unfortunate, I just, you know, if you're upset that everyone else is upset, that's one thing.
Yep.
But if you actually just wanted to get closure, that's another thing. But I think you can get that. I don't think that you're going to get that at the funeral either. I think, you know, if you want to go and see the body or if you want to go to the grave site,
he's never seen his dad.
Well, here's the thing is that he social media stalked his dad, so he would sort of know what he looked like. I guess it's like,
yeah, but having like a peek inside the coffin, that'd be the closest that he would have gotten.
I mean,
right?
that's true.
That's what I'm saying.
Was it definitely open casket?
Is that it doesn't say. Yeah. I'm trying to have a look through the, because I knew this was going to be a question, trying to look through the comments. This person hasn't commented back on anybody's
That's
comment
fair.
There.
Well, yeah, I think if you're going into that situation, I think that the person, the affair baby man, affair baby man knows that it's going to cause a lot of drama and grief for the family who are already grieving. And to me, genuinely, that does strike me as a selfish move, only because I do think that the affair baby man could also potentially get some form of closure by spending time at the grave or trying to reconnect post. I don't think that was the appropriate time to do it. Because it's not only has it caused grief for the extended family that he wasn't connected to, it's given him grief that he didn't need as well. So I don't think anyone won from this situation.
Yeah, funerals bring out a lot of emotions for people and might paint someone in a picture that they've tried to forget.
Yeah.
They're not a perfect person. That's how they want to say goodbye to that person and put a neat little bow on it. I understand it from that perspective. But like,
there's no winning in this one.
Exactly. And that's the life that they have lived. They have had that affair.
Mm.
So deal with it. Well, they can't because they're gone. But
no. That's something that unfortunately you've got to come to terms with. The other side of this as well, obviously the way that the extended family treated this person, a fair baby man, was obviously, you know, not great and not at all deserving. But I also go, if you had have approached or connected to them outside of the funeral when your emotions aren't heightened, I think that interaction could have definitely gone differently. Because what you've done is you've thrown yourself into an already tense and upset, terse situation.
Yes.
You know, what did you necessarily expect?
Work on your timing.
It's a time thing. Again, no winning, but I think that I do think it was probably a bit of an oversight to go during the funeral. Or alternatively, as you said, Jules, sit at the back.
Yeah.
wear a mask, sit at the back.
Yeah. In this case, everyone's the asshole.
Yeah. A lot of buttholes in this situation.
A lot of buttholes.
There we go. Good that we can finally definitively say,
am I the asshole?
Yes. included in the rest of today's podcast, of course, is all the best bits from this morning's show.
Yes.
If you are, you know, listening and been keeping up with us, you'll know that we announced yesterday on the show first comedian rather. Today we introduced ourselves to the second.
Yes.
We're very excited for Comedy Cruise.
You'll hear about the third comedian joining the lineup as well.
Yeah, lots going on. Very busy. It's a very busy Tuesday morning.
Busy week, busy life.
Certainly. And we're very excited to get ready for Comedy Cruise.
Yes.
It is only a few sleeps away.
Woohoo!
Get excited. Follow through, join the Nick and Jules Inner Circle on Facebook. Nick and Jules on Instagram. Obviously, you've already found the podcast. Congrats on that.
Keep subscribing.
Well done.
Enjoy the best bits of the show and we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye. I want to talk about a man overseas in Rwanda. He is 71 and for the best part of over 50 years, he has suffered from a condition, an irrational psychological fear. You might have heard of it because it's not very common. Gynophobia.
Gynophobia.
A.K.A. a fear of women.
So that's just audio of him seeing a woman.
So true, because when
fear
he sees,
of women.
I didn't know this existed. For this man, he has made viral headlines at the moment because when he sees a woman near his house, he's gone through a little routine, daily routine, where he runs inside and locks himself in. He can be triggered by even the thought of women. He gets panic attacks, tightness in his chest, and sweats profusely. Suffered almost his entire adult life, he's now built a fence around his house to not allow any woman to approach.
In Australia, we have the rabbit-proof fence. In Rwanda, they've
the woman-proof fence.
The lady-proof fence.
Yes. But that, for some reason, won't stop him from accepting any food, groceries, or gifts, particularly neighbours that are concerned about his behaviours, Nick.
I'd be horrifically concerned about this guy. That's over, I think, technically speaking, that females make up over half of the world's population.
Yeah.
I don't like his odds for enjoying life.
How does he go and get his groceries? How does he eat every day? Fortunately, the women neighbours around him have gone, the poor guy, will just throw him a basket of fruit. We'll just throw him some pantry staples.
Does he just think they fall from the sky? You know what actually would be perfect? Have you seen the Robin Williams?
Yes.
What we need to do is infiltrate this man's house. You can send a lady in. But you got to dress him up as a, put a fake mustache on.
Oh, yes.
A short
subversive
haircut.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
We need a Mr. Doubtfire. And then he's just going to be like, wow, this person's really friendly. And then at the end,
the big reveal.
She can do a reveal. She can take the wig off and let her hair down. And
he's cured.
Or alternatively, he's quite old. He'll have a heart attack. But either way, end of everything.
Handbag bingo. I sure hope so.
Yeah, it's been, look, last week we had a bit of a rough one, both you and I.
Yes, but 131060, that is the phone line to call right now. If you'd like to play handbag bingo with us, how it works, all you got to do is have a bag. Nick and I are taking in turns to guess an item in there until we get bingo.
Let's try and get some wins on the board. Starting up, we've got Sue up on the border. Good morning, Sue. How are you?
I'm very well, guys. How are you?
Yeah, well, what sort of bag are we working with today? What size?
Just a small handbag, about 30 centimetres. Okay.
And you know what? So I never asked this, but what brand?
That good a brand?
It's actually a Louis Vuitton, to tell the truth.
Oh, ooh, la la!
All right. Excuse me. All right. Well,
excuse the 82-year-old I got it off.
Well,
oh,
geez, did you rob?
Hand me down.
Sue, did you confess to robbing someone?
Well, yeah, not quite, but it was a steal.
Right.
Oh, all right. I love your energy, Sue. All right, let's have a go. Jules, would you like to guess first?
All right. Sue, you've got a face mask in there.
No.
No, absolutely she wouldn't have a face mask.
What would she have then, Nick?
I think she's got...
Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
No, she's got a hairbrush. Got a brush / comb.
Oh, no. Which one? Oh!
Correct.
Yeah, baby! Love to hear it. All right, so congrats on stealing that handbag from an elderly woman. All righty. Moving on, we've got Taylor from Invergordon who's given us a call. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
All right. What kind of bag are we dealing with, Taylor?
Quite a large bag.
Large bag. Like backpack size?
Yes. Nice. School bag.
School bag. Are you on the way to school currently, Taylor?
Currently, yes.
All right. What subjects are you doing at school at the moment?
A fair few different ones, including art and science.
What style of art? Is it arts in general or is it kind of like, I specifically do painting or something. I don't know. I can't remember school.
Too many preliminary questions, Nick.
I think it's fair. But, sorry, mate. You've just lost. Don't be too salty. well, no, I think, is it visual arts or is it regular arts? Like, is it...
It's drawing arts.
Drawing arts.
Drawing arts. Well, I mean, that's very easy then. Give me...
Excuse me.
All right, go for it.
Then I get to go first.
All right, if you'd like to.
Fine, Nick, you go.
Give me a pencil case.
No.
What? Taylor, go home and get your pencil case. You've got art today.
Taylor, you've got an art smock in there.
No.
I don't think you wear a smock when you get into... You sound like you're in high school, Taylor. Do you wear a smock still?
No.
Embarrassing. I would need to wear one.
Embarrassing for you, Jules. You would never wear it. Taylor, appreciate the call. Sorry we couldn't get the win. To round things out, over to Bendigo right now with Di. Di, what size is the bag?
Medium.
And now you don't have any art subjects on today, do you, Di?
Definitely not.
But, Di,
that's
I
on
think
Wednesdays.
You're piecing things together in an emergency. If something were to go awry, you've got a safety pin in there.
No.
Devastation.
Di, you know what? It's starting to get a bit warmer this weekend. I think you're prepared for it. I think you're outside for work. Don't know what you do, but I reckon you've got sunscreen.
No.
You know, this is a really underwhelming segment when we both lose.
Hey, you got one win earlier.
A win
on the
is
board.
A win. You are absolutely correct, and that is well deserved. Di, appreciate the call. Sue, Taylor, thanks for giving us a call on the way to work and to an old folks home, where inevitably, if you are listening in an old folks home right now, mind your purses, because Sue's on the loose.
Nick, we have not stopped laughing at this video that's come out of Mildura, a viral video of a man taking on a kangaroo that has captured his best friend, his dog. Take a listen to the video.
I'm going to punch your f***ing head in. Where you go, my dog?
It's not the clearest. It's not the clearest audio in the world, but it's been, I mean, you probably have seen the video floating around. It's been viewed over 2.4 million times across a few platforms now. The man behind the video, Mick Maloney, he joins us right now. Mick, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
My goodness.
We're very impressed, and we admire the attitude of getting there, save your mate, because that is what you should be doing after your dog's been
exactly
apprehended by a big kangaroo.
A big, almost 7 foot kangaroo, Nick.
Well, I think by this stage, it's been told a few times, so I think it's 8 foot now. I'm not sure.
I heard 10 feet, actually.
Wow. Yeah.
When you get closer, it got bigger. I'll tell you, it was huge. It was jacked.
Mate, what was that experience like?
Well, it was sort of funny because I'd done the walking off the water in Mildura the day before, and I was very, very sore. So I went for an early morning walk just to, you know, shake it out type thing. And yeah. I got down to the river, and I basically, the dogs always get right to that river's edge. We always walk the exact same spot. They get to the river's edge and they have a drink, and then we turn around and go home. But I decided to do some stretches on a tree. So I stretched for probably, you know, 1 to 2 minutes, and the whole time I couldn't see Hutchie, and little did I know that he was actually being drowned this whole time. Like, and I didn't hear anything, and then I you know, stopped and had a bit of a look around, and I looked around these reeds, and out about 10, 15 metres out, I saw the roo just standing there staring at me, and I was like, how bizarre, like a roo just standing there in the river. Next, you know, Hutchie came up, and water was just gushing out of his mouth, and then he just saw like this big yelp. And then I've looked and it just clicked. I went, are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
To make it sort of even more bizarre, like I had a friend, we brought a jiu-jitsu instructor over from Thailand 6 weeks or so ago. And I told him that roos do this to dogs, and he didn't believe me. In fact, we drove around that area trying to find a roo for about an hour, and we couldn't find him one. So I threw the keys out of the pocket, and then I threw the phone. As I was just about to throw the phone out of my hand, I went, oh, if I videoed this, he has to believe me now. So, like, yeah, he can't. So, I mean, I didn't video it just for the sake of. I videoed it just to prove a point to a friend. Sure. So, yeah. So, as I'm walking towards a roo, I'm making all kinds of silly noises and, you know, just stupid noises, to hoping it would get scared and let go of Hutchie. And, yeah, next, you know, I'm standing next to it, and it was sort of funny. I was like, well, now I'm here and I've threatened you. I've got to follow through.
You got to back it up. Now, Mick, we understand that you're in the martial arts community, Mildura Martial Arts. Did you feel at all prepared to handle the kangaroo if it resulted to blows?
I've been doing and teaching karate, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, mixed martial arts, all kinds of things for many, many years. And I've actually raised a few kangaroos. So I'm not saying I'm a full-on kangaroo knowledge expert type thing, but I've been around a lot of kangaroos. And I knew about how they reel back and they stab kick you, you know, the pointy kick in the guts type thing. And I know they've got sharp claws. So I got within a range that I thought was sort of healthy. The dog was sort of still between me and it. So I've got that one big slap in. I said in the video originally that I punched it, but I gave it that one big slap. And then I was thinking that, you know, it would go, yeah, fair call, you got me type thing. But then it lunged at me, and I was like, that took me by surprise. It grabbed me. We've sort of gone sideways into the water. There's a little bit of a tussle. I've had to let go of my phone because I thought, I need both hands for this.
Yeah, Mick, we'll chuck the video up on our socials if anyone's missed it. Yeah. Last but not least, Mick, how's Hutchie doing? How's the dog now? Is he recovered from the moment?
For about 200 metres after it, he was coughing up like litres of water. And then, yeah, the poor thing. But now we went for the same walk yesterday. He wouldn't leave my side.
No.
He didn't want to go for a drink at the river. And but he's good now. He's just, that dog dotes on me. So
great to hear.
I think I'd be the exact same, you know, Mick, if you came to my rescue. And actually, one more before we do let you go. We got to jump, much like a kangaroo. Mick, I want to know, have you seen the ruse since? Do you feel like you've got an enemy out there sort of watching and waiting in the shallows?
Well, I want a rematch because I actually reckon I reckon the Roo won. Like, yeah, but, you know, I got my dog back. That's all I wanted.
That's beautiful. All right. Well, you're well equipped there. Hutchie's happy to have you, Mick, of course. And if you want to make sure that you're well equipped to take on a kangaroo, you can head to mildurammartialarts.com.au to check out Mildura's leading martial arts-based fitness training facility. Mick, thanks for your time this morning, and give awesome. Hutchie a pat for us.
I will. Thank you very much.
Nick and Jules' comedy cruise along the gorgeous Murray River, only on Hit.
Oh, it's, what is it, two more sleeps now? Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
Oh my goodness, Christmas is almost here.
Yeah, we're very excited. The comedy cruise is, you know, the Christmas of Mildura is
That's
what
right.
I think locals are calling it right now.
Comedy performed on a boat. We announced yesterday our first comedian. Right now, you're going to meet the next one on the bill.
Yes. Yesterday was M. Tressida, who was a former Jules replacement.
Yes.
If you're aware of M. Tressida, you know, maybe you're out in Bendigo. You maybe saw her perform at the Bendigo Gala.
Yes, Breast of the Fest as well.
You might have seen this person here. Very funny. Donna Collins joins us right now, our second comedian. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, everybody. I'm a future Jules replacement.
Uh-oh.
I'm in trouble. No, I'm kidding. That is a horrible energy to bring. I'm so sorry.
Jules is going to take over emceeing duties as well of the night.
Here's the thing. It's always good to have substitutes on the bench.
Yes.
So if Jules strains a hamstring.
A team player.
Pretty integral to radio, the hamstrings.
Yeah.
Put me in, coach.
We're excited to put you in this Thursday night. You're, technically speaking, our second mate. If M was the first mate, because we've announced you second here. Nautical experience up top, any of it?
Absolutely none.
No, that's fine. Neither do we.
Not so a prerequisite.
Actually, in the same boat,
thank
which
God.
Is probably makes it the most fair.
Look, Donna, we also hear that you have something in common with Nick. How do we put this? Not very good at sleeping?
Yeah, okay.
Donna, do you suck at sleeping as well, Donna?
I'm awful at it.
Oh, that's great. Oh, wait.
You guys were born already.
Welcome to the club. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know if this will be, you know, either beneficial or, you know, in hindrance on the Thursday night.
Oh, you guys can exchange. What's the tablet that helps you sleep better?
Oh, Donna, I've been spruiking melatonin on the show lately.
Hey, melatonin is genuinely amazing.
Oh, yeah. Life changing.
All right. Well, look, I mean, if you are a sleep problematic sleeper like myself, what is what kind of energy are you bringing this Thursday? Like, you know, are we entering a hibernation state for the next day or two to prepare?
I mean, to be fair, I do sometimes have to sleep in a separate room than my partner to kind of build up if I do need more energy, and I might actually have to do that before this.
Get it in the bank.
Because it is a big journey for me to get to Mildura, so we'll see.
That's
true.
Yes. Are you going to walk as well?
Yeah. I'm planning to do the whole, I'm running the gamut of ways to get there.
That's quite impressive.
Wow.
I did, you
it's
know,
biking.
It's car, it's walking, and then finally boat.
Ah,
can I tell you this, Don, if you want to sleep like a bit of a help when it comes to, you know, getting the footy winks and all that. I did a half marathon on the weekend. This is me just finding a way to slip that into conversation.
Well,
but
done.
I slept. Thank you. I am. Maybe we just leave it at that and go to news.
Yeah.
I slept like a child, like a baby that had been drugged up and just knocked in the back of the head on Sunday night. So all you've got to do is don't awe at that. That's legally fine to say. So if you run a half marathon or the full, I don't know what your capabilities are, on the Thursday, have a quick rest and then gear up for Thursday night. We look forward to seeing you there.
I will say, if it does take running a half marathon to sleep better, maybe I just won't sleep better. I don't
know. Fair enough. Fair trade-off.
Everyone's got their priorities.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Oh, we are very excited to see you. Donna Collins, she is the second comedian part of our comedy cruise lineup that you can catch this Thursday night once we jet off on board a cruise ship along the beautiful Murray River in Mildura. This Thursday, you can follow along. Find us on Facebook, The Nick and Jules Inner Circle, if you do want to find behind the scenes. Of course, you can do that on Instagram, Nick and Jules there, or the off-air podcast with Nick and Jules.
That's it.
All those places to stay up to date for this exclusive event. Donna, cannot wait to see you Thursday.
Sounds good.
Nick and Jules. That was the Nick and Jules podcast.